Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from Toon Yard.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
It's KEXP.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the luxurious, luscious lilt of spelling. It's a double entendre with a triple L. There's the funny that is misspelling spelling, but there's also the magical casting of spells to be considered. Christia Cabral, aka Spelling, is a storyteller, heavily influenced by Toni Morrison, Ursula K. Le Guin, Buffy St. Marie, and Frida Kahlo. She is also interested in magical things, tarot, witches, poetry, sci-fi, theater, and luckily for us, music. She's Californian, born in Sacramento, and living in Oakland after getting an MFA in literature from UC Berkeley. She was attracted to loop-based music after seeing it done at an open mic. She got a hold of a looper pedal and Fruity Loop studio and began experimenting for herself. At the time, she was an elementary school teacher. She called her first handmade CD Crayola Church. Her artistic practice was to make a song for every color in a box of crayons. In 2017, she put out the fascinating experimental journey Pantheon of Me, which was as much an exploration of her own flexible voice as it was of the staggeringly versatile Microkorg. For her 2019 record, Maisie Fly, she had the support of Sacred Bones Records, no stranger to experimental sound with artists as varied as Zola Jesus, Marissa Nadler, and John Carpenter or David Lynch. Sacred Bones also just put out a record by Luca Yupanqui, who is a toddler. Her album was recorded while she was still in the womb. Who, the sound of Maisie Fly is more beat-driven, with crunchy, glitchy trills and chirps, betraying her love of Kraftwerk. Spelling's latest is called The Turning Wheel, and she says it's the album of her fantasies, involving more than 30 musicians. Despite the pandemic throwing a wrench into the recording plans and overcoming the fear of doing something new, i.e. arranging for 30-plus musicians, she was able to get the parts recorded remotely. KEXP's Gabriel Teodros asked her about the new record.
Thank you for sharing your work with us. So obviously this is all from the new record. What can you tell us about the new album?
So yeah, The Turning Wheel, it's conceptually divided into two halves. There's the above side and there's the below side. And that kind of just happened organically as I, the below tracks, there's six of them, the latter six have. And those were more sort of in my natural element of music making. Synth-based, pretty minimal, gothy, dark. So I started there, and then the above half were songs that I had in mind sort of writing for other people and kind of venturing into what if I were writing songs for other artists. And then I got attached to them and went with it. So those songs are kind of new terrain for my music project. They're pretty bubbly and fun, soulful, and yeah, adventurous.
For this performance, she played five songs from The Turning Wheel, accompanied by piano and bass. We are more than excited to present Spelling, live on KEXP.
Yeah. please don't hurt my pride. Don't make me hide my love being away. Rings like a bell. Tolling from heaven fell. I always wanted to be a lover, but I can't take the pain. I won't surrender to any other. Ain't it always the same? Ah, yeah. How can I ever know what love can truly be? I want to live alone inside my fantasies. Why can't I turn away? I'm under your persuasion.
Just heard Spelling with the songs Little Deer and Always.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Spelling.
Love. Holy Mother, we fall. floating down the hall, through all the voices, through all the walls. Thought you could be the one to set me free. Tomorrow I turn 16 years, and I don't want to grow older.
Thank you.
gotta hear that sweet talk.
And that was our live session with Spelling. You heard the songs Awaken, Boys at School, and Sweet Talk. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, KWMR 90.5 in Point Reyes Station, California, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.